This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome, everybody, to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Pereira Dayfry, mom, composter, worm and bug farmer, horticulturalist, biocontrol specialist, ecopreneur, co-owner of Arbico Organics, and Dr. Bug Lady. With me this hour is the amazing author, presenter, pioneer, and crusader for vermicomposting, among other accomplishments. Let me tell you a little bit more about this amazing and inspiring woman. Rhonda Sherman is an extension specialist in the Department of Horticultural Science at North Carolina State University, providing leadership for university outreach programs on solid waste management issues through the Cooperative Extension Service. She holds degrees in environmental studies and urban regional planning and environmental resources analysis with an emphasis in solid waste management. Rhonda's areas of expertise are vermicomposting, composting, recycling, and waste reduction. She gives about 40 presentations annually and has authored over 65 publications on these topics. Her new book is The Worm Farmer's Handbook, Mid to Large Scale Vermicomposting for Farms, Businesses, Municipalities, Schools, and Institutions. She's also co-edited the 600-page book titled Vermiculture Technology, Earthworms, Organic Waste, and Environmental Management. Considered a leading authority on vermicomposting, Rhonda has received requests for information from people in 114 countries. She's taught composting and vermicomposting in Guyana, the Dominican Republic, Argentina, Chile, and throughout the United States. She organizes the world's only annual conference on large-scale commercial vermicomposting. Her 20th annual vermiculture conference will be in 2019. People from all over the world have participated in this conference. Rhonda is the founder and director of a 2-acre compost learning lab at North Carolina State's 1,500-acre Lake Wheeler Road Field Laboratory. She's been active in local and national organizational development. She co-founded the Alliance for Integrated Resource Management, Van Buren County Citizens for Recycling, Source-Separated Compost and Organics Recycling Organization, National Backyard Composting Program, and the North Carolina Composting Council. She has served on boards of numerous associations, including the U.S. Composting Council. See, didn't I tell you she was amazing? So I'm going to, with no more ado, I'm going to invite the amazing Rhonda Sherman to join me. Hi there, Rhonda. How are you doing?
Hi, Sherry. It's a pleasure to be on.
What an intro, right?
Yeah.
You are amazing. You're amazing. Your list of credentials just goes on and on and on. When do you have time for composting? That's what I want to know.
Always got to compost, that's for sure. And well, my long list of accomplishments, it just tells you how old I am, right?
No. Look, you are darling. I looked at you on your website, and you are just adorable. I think we'd probably be best friends because, you know, I've been talking about composting for 40 years, you know, and when my husband and I started our business as insect growers, you know, we call it insect rearers or rearing for biological pest control, of course we had leftover media, and so immediately we started composting it and we began to sell it. And, you know, so I just thought everybody would want to jump on the bandwagon, and, you know, it's taken a long time. You really have been a pioneer and a crusader of this really important movement. So thank you so much. We're so grateful.
You're welcome. Well, it is so important that, yes, I have to keep banging the drum and educating people. So, yeah.
You're doing a great job. So let's tell our audience a little bit about, you know, why is composting so important? Why should everybody be doing it? What's in it for everybody?
Well, bottom line now is climate change. People don't realize that that putting food waste in landfills is one of the biggest contributors to climate change, because that food waste, it's the number one sector of waste that's going into landfills. out of all the different types of waste, food waste is number one. And food waste generates methane in this closed environment of a landfill. And methane is one of the biggest contributors to climate change. And so landfills are number three of human activities that generate methane. And most of the public doesn't realize that. So it's just so important to keep food waste out of landfills, and it's so easy to do it in your own backyard or in your home in a worm bin.
I don't think very many people realize that what you just said was so important, is that the largest amount of material that goes into landfills is food waste, and that it contributes so heavily to global warming, climate change. I call it, you know, planet burning, whatever we want to call it. And yet you just said something really important. You said everybody can do it. So how do people, now that they understand that this is something that they can actually stop from happening and can be a part of the solution versus a part of the problem, how do they get started?
Okay. So there are more and more cities are collecting food waste on your, you know, from your curb, or there are new subscription services where they'll come by and pick up your food waste. Like once a week, you'll set out a container that you filled up with food waste during the week. They'll pick it up, leave you a clean collection container, and then once in a while bring you compost when you want it. So those are options if you decide not to compost or vermicompost in your household. But it's so easy to do it yourself, to have a compost bin in the backyard, to have a worm bin either inside or outdoors. And so it's just very easy to do that yourself. And so I have publications and videos that walk you through it. And I teach this all the time. Just this morning, all morning, I was teaching soldiers. It's a soldier to agriculture program. So it's people who are transitioning out of the military, and they're thinking about getting into some kind of farming, you know. And so they come to my compost learning lab, and for 2 hours I teach them about small and large scale composting and vermicomposting. And I always make it easy so that anybody can do it.
And that's right, anybody can do it. So for those who just are learning about this and want to start composting, and especially vermicomposting, because I know that's where your heart's really at, and I also am 100% behind you on all of this. How does the person that wants to compost, that, and many people don't have a service. For example, here in Arizona, we have some of the least friendly environmental legislation here, and so there's no requirement to recycle anything here. And recently we have had this situation where a lot, and I think this is throughout the U.S., a lot of our recyclables, plastics, aluminum, that glass, were being shipped overseas where they could make them into other things. And right now we don't even have that happening here in Tucson. So this is why you're so important to today's news, and why our listeners are going to learn a lot from you. How do they get started?
Okay. So you can go to my website. I have a ton of information on my website, just all these free publications you can just click on and download. So worms can recycle your garbage is what you're looking for on my website. It's only 5 pages. It tells you how to set up a worm bin. It's very easy. You can buy one commercially, but you can make one yourself. You can just go to a big box store or hardware store, spend $5 on a like 14-gallon storage container with a lid, and then you just drill some holes around the upper sides of the bin, not in the lid. and those holes will allow oxygen to get into the bin. And then you you choose some type of bedding for the worms. And so a lot of people will use newspaper or shredded office paper, and you just soak it in a bucket for 10 minutes in a bucket of water. And then
I'm going to come cut you off right now,
okay,
because we got to take a break. We're going to come right back, and you're going to finish telling us about how we're going to do our own vermicomposting. For those of you listening, don't go away.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You are listening to The Easy Organic Gardener, and this is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. And my guest is the inspiring Rhonda Sherman. Rhonda's areas of expertise are vermicomposting, composting, recycling, and waste reduction. She gives about 40 presentations annually and has authored over 65 publications in these topics. Her new book is The Worm Farmer's Handbook, Mid to Large Scale Vermicomposting for Farms, Businesses, Municipalities, Schools, and Institutions. Rhonda also co-edited the 600-page book titled Vermiculture Technology, Earthworms, Organic Waste, and Environmental Management. And you can learn more about this amazing person and her life's accomplishments and how to purchase her must-read book at https://composting.ces.ncsu.edu/about/composting/. We're going to say that again in a few more minutes, but trust me, you're going to love what you're going to read about. And welcome back, Rhonda.
Thank you.
Apologize. Is that the best way to get to your website?
Yes, it is. Yeah. So just composting.ces.ncsu.edu, and you'll be at the website. You'll see so many choices. You'll see about Rhonda Sherman. You can find all about, you know, what I've been doing for the past 40 years. And then you'll see about this website, and it's a really brief video, but it shows you how to navigate the website because there's just so much information there. It can keep you busy for days.
Well, it is a beautiful website, by the way. It's colorful. It's inviting. It really draws you in. You've done, like everything that you've done, without a doubt, it's impeccable. So, listeners, do take a moment to take a view and learn about more about composting. So where we cut you off was you said that for $5 we can go to a big box store, buy a 14-gallon storage container with a lid, and then we're going to make holes in the actual container at the top. And then you just started to talk about bedding, and that's when we had to jump off. So let's take it over from there.
Okay. And remember, it's the top side. So you never put holes in the lid. And so anyway, like I said, you can soak your paper bedding. So some people tear up cereal boxes, that kind of paper, or it could be office paper or newspaper. And you soak it for 10 minutes. Then you squeeze out the excess water and kind of fluff out the paper and stick it in this 14-gallon bin. And you fill the bin halfway full with this moist bedding, and then you put a pound of worms on top. Okay, so you'll get them in a bag or a box or both, and you just gently dump out the worms on top of this bedding. And the worms should be Eisenia foetida, which has many common names. Probably the most common is red wiggler, but anyhow, it's Eisenia foetida earthworms. Those are the ones that are appropriate for vermicomposting and having in this environment. So you add the worms, and then I think it's important to have a three-prong garden tool, you know, one of those hand tools, and you just pull back some bedding and put some food waste in there. And in my publication, Worms Can Recycle Your Garbage, it tells you what you can and cannot put into the bin. Okay? But it's really important when you add that food waste that you cover it. Okay? So you cover it with the bedding. You use that three-prong tool to cover the food waste. And then in my publication, again, it tells three different ways that you can harvest the castings. So castings or vermicompost, that's what the worms excrete. And so, so it's basically worm poo. And when people hear poo, they think, oh, that's going to be stinky and gross. It's not. It's like soil. It smells like the forest. And it is amazing. It has an amazing effect on soil and plants. So it helps seeds to germinate more quickly. The plants will grow bigger and stronger, have better developed root systems. They'll have higher yields of whatever that plant produces. And it also will repel pests and diseases. So amazing properties from this vermicompost.
It is truly a miracle. And one question that I had that I think some of our listeners might ask without having gone to the website, of course, is how much food waste a day do you put in a container that we just talked about?
Well, you really, it shouldn't be a daily thing. It should be adding a small amount of food waste, give the worms time to consume the food waste, and then add more. So I think it's important to have a compost bin in addition to a worm bin. And because if you, you know, say you're vegetarian or you grow food or, you know, you just have a lot of fruit and vegetable waste, if you have both a worm bin and a backyard bin, then you can put the excess food in the backyard bin. And some of you might say, well, why don't I only have a backyard bin? And you could, but here's the difference between compost and vermicompost. If you had a cubic yard of compost that you produced, you could sell that cubic yard, you know, we're talking 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet, you could sell that for up to $30 for that cubic yard. For the same amount of vermicompost, again, a cubic yard, you could sell that for between $200 and $1,000. Huge difference, right?
Absolutely.
$1,000 versus $30.
Whoa.
So I tend to think about, I keep that in mind when I vermicompost and compost at home. I think of the vermicompost as being much more valuable. And so I'm very careful to not overfeed my worm bin, whereas my backyard bin, it's bigger, it's more forgiving. And, you know, so you can put a lot more in there. It's just not as valuable as the vermicompost is.
No question about it. And it's exactly what I did. I over-mothered my earthworms when I first got started. I was blending them special concoctions with blackberries and literally fed them to the point where they were like jumping out, like, enough already. I had to back down because I was almost loved them to death.
Yes. I mean, because they're great, and you tend to, you know, you get attached. You think of them as pets, but our usual pets are dogs and cats. You get them anywhere around food, and they go crazy, and they're just so quick to consume their food. And worms aren't like that. It basically, well, the worms, they have teeny tiny mouths, they have no teeth, they can't bite into that food. So it's mostly a huge amount of microorganisms that are breaking down the food just with
their
mouths. They don't even have mouths, right?
There you go. So we're going to take another quick bite. We're going to come back to talk about the biology of the worms. I understand they have 5 hearts. So for those of you who are listening, we're coming right back. Do not go away.
Help with pest control. Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
United States Representative Joe Kennedy III formally declared his candidacy for the U.S. Senate, becoming the first member of the Kennedy political dynasty to bid for the upper chamber of Congress since Edward M. Kennedy in 1962.
Hi, I'm Joe Kennedy. I'm announcing a campaign to be your Democratic nominee for the 4th Congressional District seat, now held by Barney Frank.
Joe Kennedy is the grandson of Robert F. Kennedy, who was Attorney General in his own brother John F. Kennedy's White House, and was a senator running for the Democratic presidential nomination when he was assassinated in 1968. A whistleblower complaint has been made official against President Donald Trump as he supposedly urged the new leader of Ukraine to investigate the son of Joe Biden. Trump is defending himself against the intelligence official's complaint. In a tweet this morning, Trump referred to a perfectly fine and routine conversation with Ukraine's leader. Nothing was said in any way that was wrong. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN or 800-289-2646 or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener, and this is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. And my guest this hour is Rhonda Sherman. She is amazing. She is a leading authority on vermicomposting and organizes the world's only annual conference on large-scale commercial vermicomposting. Her 19th Vermiculture Conference took place November 10 and 11, 2018. Her latest book is a must-read, The Worm Farmer's Handbook, Mid to Large-Scale Vermicomposting. Composting for farmers, businesses, municipalities, schools, and institutions. And to learn more about this amazing leader, you can go to https://composting.ces.nesu.edu. Welcome back, Rhonda. Sorry about the interruption there. We were just beginning to talk a little bit about the biology of earthworms, and they truly are amazing. The things that they are, the way they are completely made up, and I have such a great love for them because the second product that we sell after insects and predatory mites are beneficial nematodes, and they are relatives to the earthworm. So we have a deep affection for anything that's related to them. So let's talk a little bit about biology.
Well, the most important thing for people to realize if they're going to get into vermicomposting is that when you think of an earthworm, I mean, it's got that word earth, so we're thinking about these worms that burrow into the soil, right? Well, most earthworms do that, but there are about 9,000 species of earthworms, and they've been divided into three different groups depending on where they live and what they eat. And so the first group, they are the big fat night crawlers that have the vertical burrows, and so they're living in the soil, they're eating soil, and coming up sometimes to grab some leaf litter. Then you have the second group, and they always stay underground in horizontal burrows, so they're living in the soil and eating the soil. So both of those groups are doing what we would expect of earthworms. But there's a third group of earthworm, and they don't live in the soil, and they don't eat soil. So they're living on the surface of the soil. If you're walking through a pasture and you see cow patties and you see worms in the manure, those are the apogeic species that live on the earth, not underground. And then, if you find them under a log or under a leaf pile, those, again, are the apogeic species. So it's really important for people to keep that in mind, because if you're setting up a worm bin, you do not add soil to it, okay? And I think most people would, just instinctively think, oh, I've got to put dirt in there. But no, that's not appropriate for a worm bin.
So interesting. I mean, it really is interesting, all the work that you've done. But the thing that I'm really so happy about is, this book is so important, Rhonda, because you're talking about large-scale vermicomposting for farms, for businesses, municipalities, schools, and institutions. And so many of them are throwing away valuable natural resources, food waste, and, how do we get these how are you getting them all corralled so that you can get them on board?
Well, it's convincing them of the importance of doing the right thing and keeping, educating people about the problems with landfills and how they are causing methane and also leachate that's harmful. So helping people to understand that and realize the importance of, kind of the cycle of life here, that, to grow crops, you need organic materials to help feed the soil. So, and how do you get those organic materials? From food waste and manure and all of these things that are generated, organic materials that are generated that can be easily turned into beneficial products such as compost and vermicompost. So in my book, I described a couple of dozen, maybe up to 30, different operations where people are doing vermicomposting on site at businesses, in schools, like schools that are taking all of their cafeteria food waste and feeding it to worms, hospitals, military bases, prisons, all sorts of institutions. And then you have entrepreneurs, like right up the road from you. Did you notice in my last chapter, Arizona Worm Farm is located in Phoenix?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And so this guy who is just totally, devoted to sustainable living, he's off the grid and, powered by solar and I think wind power. And anyway, he has quite a large composting and vermicomposting operation going on, which is so important. And the bottom line for him was to feed his family. So, yes, he's selling these products, too, but he has 10 acres of land in the south of Phoenix, and so as you can imagine, that land is not terribly fertile. And so he's generating all of this compost and vermicompost that he's incorporating into his soil and then just growing an abundance of food. And I'm just really proud of him. It's amazing because you know how hot it gets. And he keeps his worms alive during the summertime and is doing a great job. He spoke at my vermiculture conference last year.
You know, that's so inspiring to hear that story and the idea that people, you know, I use the expression ecopreneurs, and he truly is an ecopreneur because he's taking it to the next level and the next level and the next level, which is true permaculture when you think about, especially in a place that's hot like Phoenix and has a large population of people that love to garden. And so this, it makes the full cycle happen, and that's the kind of things that that make such a difference in all of our lives. As you said, the biggest amount of food waste, rather most amount of going into a landfill is food waste, and that contributes to methane, which contributes to warming.
Very important. So anyway, Zach at Arizona Worm Farm teaches classes and welcomes visitors. So he's right up the road from you and many of your listeners. So go check out the Arizona Worm Farm.
You got it. That's a plug for everybody. Listen, the Arizona Worm Farm. I love it. You know, we're all about wormy and, you know, squirmy. We love squirmy and wormy and any of those things. And you know, we do vermicomposting here at Arbica Organics, and we do our very best to walk our talk in every single way that we can, because obviously we're wanting to be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem. So, but it's people like you. You know, I just got back last night from San Miguel de Allende. It's a beautiful colonial town in Mexico. It's about 3.5 hours northeast of Mexico City, and it's very well preserved. And the most interesting thing about it is that the people that live there have made a very conscious effort to compost. They do vermicomposting. We stayed in what was called Hotel Ecológico, an ecological hotel. And this is the piece that I think is the next place for that you're going to be taking your work to, is not only were they vermicomposting, not only were they composting, but they took everything and they had a rooftop garden. So they called it a jardín techo verde, a green roof. And all the food they were producing was organic. And, I mean, it was the most delicious food. And there they were, growing it right on the roof of a building that was built in 1571. We're going to take a quick break. We're coming right back with the amazing vermicomposting and composting expert, the amazing Rhonda Sherman.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. That's Easy, E-A-S-Y, environmentally and sustainably yours. This is your host, Sherry Pereira de Fry, and my guest this hour is Rhonda Sherman, champion of vermicomposting and so much more. She's the founder and director of a 2-acre compost learning lab at North Carolina State's 1,500-acre Lake Wheeler Road Field Laboratory, where they have 26 types of composting and vermicomposting bins and areas for hands-on training activities. Her new book is The Worm Farmer's Handbook. Everybody needs a copy of this, by the way. Mid to large scale vermicomposting for farms, businesses, municipalities, schools, and institutions. And to obtain a copy of her book, go to https://composting.ces.ncsu.edu. Welcome back, Rhonda.
Hi, good to be here.
I'm thinking that we need to have your book translated into every language because, you know, this is not just doesn't, it's just not in this country. And, like, you've been all over the world. I don't know how you can spread yourself so thin. That's why this book is so important. This is a very important book. And the more it can be translated, the better it's going to be. Because, as I said, I was just in a model situation. I was there for a beautiful wedding over the weekend, and I was just shocked. They do not, in this town, they do not allow plastic bags. They do not allow straws. They do not allow any kind of a food waste container unless it's paper. And it just goes on and on. So you're really the crusader and the pioneer of all of this, and we're very grateful for your work.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about this permaculture conference. I know this is something you're very proud of, and for our listeners, I think it's really important that they really get to the full scope of what you've been doing.
And getting into vermicomposting, I tell people I accidentally became world famous because, you know, I didn't intend. It's more that I put out the five page, worms can recycle your garbage, and it just took off, and it changed the course of my career. And like you said earlier, people in 114 countries have contacted me personally to say, I want to learn more about vermicomposting. So 20 years ago, I held a half-day workshop on larger-scale vermicomposting. And when it was over, I thought, okay, check that box. That's over. And people insisted on, when's your second annual? And I'm like, what? I had no, you know, I didn't have that in mind at all. But people were so insistent that a year later, I held a day-long workshop. And then after that, people would not leave me alone. They were like, it needs to be 2 days, and it needs to be every year. And so I've been answering popular demand and providing a 2-day annual vermiculture conference. And my 20th annual will be next month on October 26, 27. And I hold it at the university in this just really amazing facility. And people come from all over the world. And the farthest distance it looks like it's going to be this year is 3 people from Pohnpei Island in Micronesia, which is near Guam. So that's quite a distance to come. So, but people in 34 countries have come to this vermiculture conference because there's nothing like it anywhere else in the world. So it's just a really great time. People enjoy getting together and learning about how to get into a commercial business of vermicomposting or developing a larger vermicomposting operation for their farm or their, you know, institution.
I am just so impressed. And you know what? We actually, the Easy Organic Gardener broadcasts out of Guam.
So, wow. Oh, that's
so
great.
People,
well, good.
They might be listening to what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well,
3 people coming from Pohnpei. I think 2 others are coming from some other islands in that area. I have had somebody from Pohnpei Island, a different person in the past, come to my vermiculture conference. I have a professor coming from Nigeria, and she's been to my conference twice in the past. So people come from all over, and it's just so wonderful. There's nothing like it. It's not like your usual conference, you know? This is very laid back, very casual, and lots of opportunities to get to know other people and learn what they're doing, you know? Because there's a man, he's come to almost every one of my conferences. He's been coming for the past 17 years. And so for the first few years, he sat in the back. I didn't have a chance to talk to him until the 3rd year he had been there. Turns out he's got this really huge vermicomposting operation, and he's a millionaire because of it. So, he doesn't have to come to my conference to improve on his business. He's doing just fine. But he loves the camaraderie. He loves to come and share with others. I usually have him speak, So, it's really awesome. And another long-distance person who speaks every year is Dr. Norman Aronkon, who is one of the foremost researchers of what you do with vermicompost, what its effects are on a variety of plants in terms of growth and also suppression of diseases and insects. And he also deals with vermicompost tea. So he speaks every year at my conference. And he is a professor at University of Hawaii, Hilo. And he's just amazing. So, you know, his knowledge is amazing, but he presents it in such easy-to-understand way. And he also sings at my conference every year because he's an amazing singer and actor and dancer. There's no limit to his abilities. But like I said, we have a lot of fun at this conference. But there's just so many opportunities for learning as well. Sounds like a lot. And you can go to my website and you'll see 20th Annual Vermiculture Conference. And you just click on that and you'll find out all kinds of information about it and who's speaking, what the topics are. And then you can just register right online.
Sounds like a wonderful conference. I may have to go, you know.
I was going to say,
I really should. We've got just a little bit of time left. What are your words of wisdom for our listeners today?
Oh, my goodness. That it is, it's the right thing to do to keep your food waste out of the landfill, out of the sink drain, and instead turn it into something valuable that will help the planet. And if you live in an apartment and all you have are house plants or not even that, you're doing the right thing by vermicomposting. You can have a worm bin indoors or put it out on your deck or something, and then people around you will want your vermicompost. So, and it's so important for kids to learn about it and think about how much children enjoy learning about worms. I mean, you give a kid a worm, they go crazy. You know, they love it. They love examining a worm. But you tell them about how useful they can be to transform food into plant food, and they just love that. So I do have a curriculum. You'll see it on my website, because if you click on vermicomposting, you'll find many different topics. But one will say four schools, and you open that up, and I always have introductory paragraphs. And then I have publications down below. So you'll see fifth grade leader's guide. It says fifth grade only because at the time when I wrote it, we aligned it with the fifth grade standards in North Carolina. But this curriculum can be adapted for any age, from preschool to 12th grade. And it's got six different chapters and two activities in each chapter. So children, think about all the kids in school, after school, scouts, youth groups, church groups, all kinds of kids can learn about vermicomposting and have a lot of fun doing it.
Kids of all ages, as you said, give a kid a worm and you give them a future.
Yeah.
That's really what we're talking about, how important our future is when it comes to how we're going to deal with our natural resources. How are we going to reduce garbage going into landfills that's really not garbage, but it's actually a wonderful natural resource. And we're going to thank you so much. Thank you so much, Rhonda Sherman, for being with us and all the great work you're doing. And next week, we'll have another amazing guest. And for those of you who are listening, please go out and have a great, easy, organic gardening week.
Thank you, Sherry.
You're so welcome.
Help with pest control. Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.